Alex this morning. Thornton, Colorado police spokesman Victor Avila says timing is everything.
Fortunately, we had a traffic light that was there, and that was traffic backed up because obviously we were in the middle of traffic time. So that certainly helped us, so they didn't give them an opportunity to be able to leave.
Hillary Clinton went on The Daily Show to defend her campaign's funding of the so-called Trump dossier, even though the allegations in the document remain mostly uncorroborated. Take a listen.
This was research started by a Republican donor during the Republican primary. And then when Trump got the nomination for the Republican Party, the people doing it came to my campaign lawyer and said, you know, would you like us to continue it?
Right.
And he said, yes, he's an experienced lawyer. He knows what the law is.
USA Radio News.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer Kay.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
Fewer Americans filed unemployment claims last week, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department reports that 229,000 U.S. workers filed initial jobless claims last week, 5,000 fewer than the previous week. Economists had actually expected the number to rise slightly. The biggest increases in claims were in Puerto Rico, New York, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Friday morning, we'll see the release of the government jobs report for October.
James Drake's son, Darren Drake, was one of eight victims in Tuesday's terror attack in New York City. Drake talked about what needs to be done to fix our visa program.
These people, they come to the country and they hurt us. I mean, what do they expect? I mean, of course, there's a war going on between America and, you know, ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Of course, there's a war going on. But, you know, I just think that vetting should be a lot more difficult, you know, to allow these people to come into the country, especially a single man. You know, I understand he was married living in Patterson, but I think that when he came in as a, you know, as one person.
Papa John's is pointing the finger at NFL protests for its lack of sales. In a conference call yesterday, its CEO pointed to what he called poor leadership at the top of the NFL for his lagging pizza sales. And finally, the World Series champion Houston Astros will be honored with a parade through downtown Houston. The parade begins Friday at 2 o'clock Central Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
No. Okay, the Clintons are not. They're not going to be doing a perp walk. They're not going to be in cuffs. They're not going to jail. Okay, get it out of your mind, please. They're not going anywhere. Now, everybody is, you know, looking at this dossier story. Let's pretend you're Bill or Hillary Clinton. You see an opportunity to do something and, you know, you kind of put something in the works. And, again, this was released after Donald Trump was elected. I mean, there were seeds that were planted out there, but this was released by BuzzFeed after he was elected. It's 10 days before the inauguration. They're thinking to themselves, you know what? Nobody believes that Donald Trump could have won. It's not possible. So you know what? We'll come up with this implausible story. So they hire a guy for $9 million to write in essence, a short story. Not bad. I don't think Stephen King would get paid $9 million for a short story. I mean, you know, he's a top author, but a short story. So they come up with a work of fiction and they run with it. And I'm going to be honest with you people, Republicans had no problem with it at all. None. In fact, the Republican Party, someone within the Republican Party, were trying to find out who, right? Oh, I have my ideas. We're involved with this from the earlier stages. Because at all costs, you must take out Donald Trump. What to make of this entire thing? To make the fact that the FBI conducted an investigation knowingly based on false information. Again, makes me sad. Makes me sad that, you know, institutions like the FBI are that caught up in politics. CIA as well. This is your country today, people. And we've got no one to blame but ourselves. We got fat and happy here in this country. We didn't pay attention. Continue to vote the same people in again and again and again. We become attached to political parties, which the founding fathers warned us about. This attachment to party. I'm going to be a little bit crude here, but screw the damn party. Screw the Democratic Party. Screw the Republican Party. They don't give a damn about you. They care about themselves. And a survey that didn't surprise me in the slightest. You want to know what the top fears for Americans are? 2017. The top fear: being afraid or very afraid. Corrupt government officials. Corrupt government officials. Next, healthcare. Oh, you want to know where's terrorism come in on that list? Jeez, way down there. Not even close. You can't even compare. Americans are afraid of corrupt government more than anything else. Does this sound like the country? This sound like the country that I grew up in? Now, this is a different place. Different place. And again, we're told that government needs to get bigger, right? They need to get bigger. Larry Summers, we talked about this earlier on in the program. Yeah, in order to maintain our values, we need a bigger government. No, we need less government. Much, much, much less. But to be honest with you, the only way that's going to happen is if people stop demanding free stuff. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. Again, this whole dossier story is funny in how the media is covering it. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to cover it. I don't know if you remember when Donald Jr., there was that story that came out that he might have spoken to someone with the Russian government and they were trying to get information on Hillary Clinton, and the story was, oh, it was treason and all these various different things, and oh my God, they lost their minds, and then the story turned out to be nothing and it went away. The major networks, when this story broke, 10 seconds. They spent 10 seconds on the story. Jimmy Carter came out and he even said so. He said the media has been tougher on Donald Trump than any other president in memory. This is where we are, people. This is what we're dealing with. We talk often here about the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, which is politicians, the media, and big business working hand in hand to further their own needs. Now, I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, and people listening to this program, I am not a Donald Trump cheerleader. I'm not. I watch each and every politician out there, public official out there, very, very closely. Very, very closely. And I have had quite a lot of criticism for Donald Trump and some of his policies. Some of his policies I do not agree with. Rand Paul, the same thing. Yet Rand Paul still manages to work with the guy. What I do know, and what I've said from the very beginning, is that Donald Trump is an outsider. He is not a part of the Beltway. He's not a part of the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. When he was running for office and he started talking about draining the swamp and going after the media, that is sacrilege. Do you understand? When you say stuff like that, you are sentenced not to literal death, but to death politically, socially. They will do everything to destroy you. Do you understand? You don't take these people on. And that's what he did. It was funny, even some people on the left are starting to recognize that many people voted for Donald Trump because he's a shock to the system. He's someone from the outside looking to shake things up, looking to change things. And yeah, things need to change. We watched this past week as another coward stepped down. Honestly, Jeff Flake is a coward. He's a coward. He is a loser. He's what you show your kids. You say, kids, this is what you don't do in life. When the going gets tough, quit. And then, you know, when the going gets tough, quit and then blame somebody else. So Jeff Flake is stepping down. He's not going to run for re-election. He says because of Donald Trump. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a coward. He's losing right now. He's not even polling in the double digits right now. And whose fault is that? It's Donald Trump's fault? Or is it its own fault? You take a look at his voting record. He might as well be a part of the donkey party. But again, there's no difference between the donkeys and the elephants really much anyway. He's a coward. And they keep talking, oh, this civil war within the Republican Party. No. No, I hope to see more of this. One of the things that I've been calling for now for a couple decades. Term limits and primary everyone. This nation needs term limits more than anything. And if the parties really cared about the American people, what they would do was they'd try to foster competition within their party. They don't want that. You get elected in the United States of America, it's like getting tenure. They don't run anybody against you. They don't even want you talking about it or discussing it. Mitch McConnell talks about that. Get these incumbents, get these people back in. What if he's terrible? Who cares if he's wearing your uniform? If even in sports, if you stink, they get rid of you. They trade you, they don't sign you. What's the point in keeping Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Jeff Flake and John McCain and Lindsey Graham and all these others? What is the point? Well, point's this. They're part of the club. Okay? We're not understanding that they're not here looking out for us. They're looking out for themselves. It's quite the life, people. It is, if you think about it. What do you think Jeff Flake is going to do? Jeff Flake, when he's done, he'll be a paid correspondent on MSNBC or CNN, and he'll get paid to show up and go in front of a camera from time to time, probably get a job at some think tank somewhere, sit on a few boards of directors where he has to show up for work maybe four times a year. He just has to say the right things and back up the right people, and away you go. You see, we're not in that club, people. And, you know, the funny thing is I didn't have an ethical bypass at birth. I have a moral compass. I wouldn't be a part of their crowd if they invited me with a gold leaf invitation. I'd want no part of them. I cannot stand people like this. You want change here in this country, it has to come from you. You have to pay closer attention. You have to tell these parties no. We have to start putting people into office that actually deserve to be there. Stop looking to the R or D after the name and start looking at the actual person that is running for office. It's a pretty disgusting week, all in all, was it not, politically? How much time was wasted on this Russian dossier thing? Funny thing is, I probably have the strongest BS detector on the entire planet. When this Russia story first came up, I was laughing out loud. Out loud! I said, this is a joke. You've got to be kidding me. And it got more and more ridiculous as they went along. Like, ooh, $50,000 in Facebook ads are going to change the election. It becomes more and more stupid as we went along. Yet the media kept running with it. I can only hope and pray that people are starting to wake up. Starting to wake up for their slumber and actually see the proverbial forest for the trees. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available at the website. Take advantage of it all. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy,
The Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet. New York City's Design Week was October 14th through the 22nd. What better time to take inspiration and refresh your home? Whether you're working on a full-scale renovation or just making a few tweaks to your space, there are many small changes you can implement that will make a big difference in your home. Delta Faucet asked designer Nate Berkus to help give you some ideas to change your space.
The truth is, there's absolutely no shortage of inspiration in today's interconnected world. So hop on Pinterest or your Instagram feed for great design ideas every single day. Or pick things up when you're traveling to bring back with you for your home. They'll make great conversation pieces when you have people over and will add tons of personality into your space. And finally, don't be afraid to break the rules. Some of the best interiors are the ones where people took risks, and if you love something, you'll find a way to live with it.
For more information, visit DeltaFaucet.com and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram for even more design inspiration.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Again, how my mind works. My mind works in books that I've read, television shows, movies. I don't know how, but whenever I read a story, it sub-references to something. And when I saw this story, I thought about the one of the all-time great comedic films, Something About Mary, and the shrink in the film. And Ben Stiller's sitting down with him, and he's getting up. Ben Stiller can't see him, and he's going and getting a sandwich, and he's chewing on stuff, and he's not really paying attention. And then Stiller's talking about how he had an anxiety attack and pulled off at a rest area, and the shrink starts trying to tell him that he might be gay because rest areas are the bathhouses of the 90s. Again, if you saw the film, you'll appreciate it and get a laugh, kick out of it. But, yeah, Democrats are calling psychologists to talk about Trump's mental health. Again, another try of trying to do that whole 25th Amendment thing and get people to think that Donald Trump is crazy. So they'll get some left-wing shrinks out there that'll say, my diagnosis, the way he speaks, I think that he's crazy and he's not fit for office. These are the same shrinks that'll put your kids on tons of drugs all the time to basically get rid of their imagination and anything else that's great about being a kid. Nearly 1.5 million fewer Americans are on food stamps under Trump. Again, most people would say, hey, that's a great story. Getting people off of food stamps, they're out there doing things on their own. The economy is growing. Great stuff. No, for liberals, this is bad. For left-wingers, this is bad. They want people relying upon them. And I'm not kidding. Go back and you can listen. Nancy Pelosi, in a speech, said that the best type of government stimulus is unemployment and food stamps. She says that's the best way to stimulate the economy. So if you were to actually use logic, one would assume that the more people that we have that are unemployed and that can't feed themselves, the better our economy would be, which in of itself is a oxymoron. But most of the people we have in D.C. are morons. All right, I'm going to go after Trump on this one. Again, the Republican Party, they can be bought just like
Anybody else can be bought, just like the Democrats can be bought. An example of that is ethanol. Yeah, corporate welfare and ethanol. You got pressure from Joni Ernst, Deb Fisher, Chuck Grassley, and yes, they're not going to reduce any of the ethanol blend requirements, and in fact, they might increase them. Ethanol is a joke. It's a boondoggle. And I'm going to say, Trump, during the election, he took the opposite tack that Ted Cruz did with ethanol. Again, Donald Trump is not a conservative. Okay? He's not. And he's not even an economic conservative. He's much more of a populist. That's what I say. I don't agree with everything Donald Trump does by any stretch. This is stupid. Ethanol is not efficient. It's horrible for the environment. All this is just a big payoff to farmers in the Midwest. That's all. And again, I never forget during the presidential election, Ted Cruz getting into a debate with one of the farmers that was involved in actually manufacturing the corn, or growing the corn that goes into ethanol. And he won the debate. He won the guy over using logic and reason. This I wanted to touch on as well. Did you see this as well? We got another guy that's decided to retire here all of a sudden. Pat DeBerry from Ohio. He's going to stop in January. Okay. He's a member of the House. The guy is a member of the House of Representatives. You mean he can't stay on and finish his term for the rest of the year? Really? So people donated to your campaign, the party spent money on you, and you can't finish your job because you've got another better job coming? Wow. Must be, again, it's going to be another Beltway job. Don't worry. He'll still be taken care of. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We get back a bit of an economic lesson. Again, this is a "See, I told you so" moment from years and years and years ago, but it's a good one. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get their newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
They manufacture technology and parts. They employ over 7,500 American workers in many states across our country. We're looking forward to seeing that number grow very substantially.
A very happy President Donald Trump as he makes his comments today from the White House. President Trump referring to Broadcom, who is moving their headquarters from Singapore to the United States. President Trump also says more companies are coming back to the United States.
Jobs have been offshored to so many countries that we're now coming back, and now those jobs and those companies are coming back.
The federal investigation into money used to fund the UAW's auto training centers has expanded to Ford Motor Company and General Motors. The Detroit Free Press says authorities are looking into how money was allocated in the wake of the corruption case against the former Fiat Chrysler labor executive and the widow of a former UAW president for FCA. My name is Tim Berg. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. You hear my national radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, every day on USA Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern, as well as my national TV show, War Now, on Newsmax TV every day at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But I'm everywhere leading the conservative fight on Fox News, on hundreds of radio shows as a guest, writing books like Angry White Male, my newspaper columns, even on CNN. I'm a conservative warrior fighting for conservatism, capitalism, American exceptionalism, and Judeo-Christian values. And of course, I will always be the fiercest defender in the media for my great President Donald J. Trump. But it all starts at my website, rootforamerica.com. You'll find the hottest stories, news headlines, my passionate, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners, conservative commentaries, and popular videos. The left will win this war over my cold, dead body. So every day, start your day with the news and opinions that matter to conservatives and patriots at my site, rootforamerica.com, or listen to my radio show at usaradio.com, or watch my TV show at newsmaxtv.com. Above all, be sure to root for America.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Anyway, long-time listeners here at the program, they, you know, they kind of figure out how I like to sub-reference. And they also understand my affinity for comedians and stand-up comics. And I use a lot of stuff from Eddie Murphy and Chris Rock and so on and so forth over the years. There's a few that I like, not as much as the old days. And one of my favorite comedians from the 1980s was Sam Kinison, the late Sam Kinison. And he did a bit, and this was at the time where it was very, very, it was everywhere. We had Do They Know It's Christmas with the all the big rock stars from the 80s and all the one-hit wonders from the 80s all in the same room singing a Christmas song. You had Live Aid. You had Sally Struthers on TV all the time. And Sam Kinison's talking about aid to Africa and talking about how you get these people there taking pictures. And, you're there. Why not give that kid a sandwich? You know, you've got some food. And he goes over on the rant as well, saying, stop sending these people money. Stop sending them food. Instead, send them U-Hauls. Let them know that they're living in a blippity-blap desert and to move to where the food is. And it was a really funny bit. And years ago, I talked about here on the program, it was a great piece, economist from Africa, talking about all the aid that had come into the continent and how it's not working. Not only is it not working, it's hurting. And the example that they gave was with mosquito nets. And obviously, mosquito-borne diseases are deadly. The mosquito is the most deadly animal thing on the planet. And malaria is an issue. So what happens is you get various different groups that say, okay, let's buy up mosquito nets and let's just start handing them out to everybody. Well, there are companies in Africa that make mosquito nets. Granted, these companies, due to government regulations and red tape and not having access to capital, can't expand. So they're limited in the amount of mosquito nets they can make. But what happens to these mosquito net companies when somebody is all of a sudden giving away mosquito nets for free? They go out of business. put the business owner under. All of the employees at that business are now out of jobs. So that's what your free stuff did. Doesn't work well. The international community has donated more than $1.8 trillion to poor countries since 2000. Has this development, has this aid lifted people out of poverty? Actually, if you take a look at the numbers, it's made matters worse. Not only has it made matters worse, it's fostered much more corruption, dependence, and actually impeded reforms that deliver sustainable economic growth. Again, same thing happens in this country. We've discussed welfare and handouts and giveaways and compared them to a narcotic. Ending global poverty, this is from the Wall, excuse me, this is from Fox News. Ending global poverty will require a major shift from paternalistic give a man a fish strategies that presume the poor are helpless on their own. Instead, philanthropists should support civic society groups that help local governments strengthen the rule of law, enforce property rights, and cut burdensome regulations. Again, capitalism. It works every single time it's tried without fail. Isn't it funny? Socialism fails again and again and again and again and again. Yet everybody keeps wanting to keep trying it out. Bunch of idiots out there trying to put a square peg in a round hole. Yet capitalism works every single time it's tried. And it's looked down upon. Yeah, because somebody is going to be make more money than somebody else, and it's not fair. It's not equal. Oh, jeez. For crying out loud. Between 1970 and 2000, a period in which aid to Africa skyrocketed, annual gross domestic product growth per capita on the continent fell from about 2% to 0%. So there you go. There's your top-down efforts to fight poverty. How's that working out? It's not. It's not. Free market reforms. If you take a look at the list of countries that are the least free economically, yeah, you get your North Koreas in there, obviously, but the majority of them are sub-Saharan African countries. That's why they're poor. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You see that? You know, economic lessons that are applicable to everything, not just in poor nations, not just in Africa, but here as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Now I'm not like this. I'm really kind of shy.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft, it's silky, it's healthy and
shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They are not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
They're calling him the... they're calling him the Czech Donald Trump. And he won a landslide victory in the Czech Republic. Andrej Babiš, he's going to, he's taken over. And again, he, policy's very, very similar to Donald Trump. We talked about the election that just took place in Austria as well. People are getting sick and tired of the lies, the false promises. These bureaucrats in these faraway capitals with their fancy lunches and dinners and way of life that no one else can have. This is especially the case in Eastern Europe now, where all across there, they keep giving Brussels the middle finger. And he was talking about, hey, you know what? We have no problem with the European Union. We're going to stay in the European Union, but we're not going to take that currency on. And we're not taking refugees either. Wouldn't it be nice if we had some governors like that here in the United States? Now, granted, the European Union is not the United States. They tried to make that happen. It's just not working out. Too many regulations and bureaucratic nonsense from the get-go. Again, you know why you know the European Union is going to be a failure? Take a look at the size of their constitution. Take a look at it. It's ginormous. Take a look at our constitution. Oh, yeah, fits in your back pocket. Simple things work. And the original European Union and how it was constructed worked. It worked. But then again, leave it to bureaucrats, leave it to people who really don't build anything or create anything in life to seize on something in order to just gain power. And that's what's taking place. And now we're seeing even more blowback. I talked about Italy being another one to turn. Italy's two wealthiest, richest regions, they took a referendum. And they're saying, you know what, we're going to have to go to Rome here and we're going to have to negotiate. We're sick and tired of sending so many of our tax dollars there to Rome to be wasted. We want more autonomy up here. This is in the Veneto and Lombardy. This has been going on for a long while, but now all of a sudden, these regions are becoming emboldened. And I have to say, good for them. Good for them. Government needs to shrink. I want to talk quickly here about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is some pretty amazing things. And again, I'll keep my fingers crossed here. Pretty amazing things that are taking place there. And this new king of theirs, Mohammed bin Salman, he's trying really hard to really move Saudi Arabia into the 21st century. I mean, I watched a video of their planned city that they're spending close to $600 billion on. They had women running in crop tops. Okay, just a month ago, they allowed women to vote. So he's trying very hard to move them into the 21st century, and he says he's going to stamp out extremism. We'll be following this, without a doubt. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Little Rolling Stones. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. It is the third hour of the program. I got to give myself the old Sergeant Hulka. Lighten up, Markowski. Trying to keep things a little bit lighter, but we you know, there's been so many serious topics that we've had to go over here. So let's have a little fun. in this segment, and I always have fun making fun of idiots on TV. It really is. It's just it's an assembly line of morons. Case in point, on Monday's MTP Daily, frequent MSNBC guest Zerlina Maxwell made the latest claim of voter suppression, perpetuated by, of course, Republicans, as this is what she declared. She said that voter ID laws were making it sort of impossible for blacks to vote in Wisconsin and Michigan. And that claim she made wasn't even disputed by the host, Steve Kornacki, or any of the other two panel members, because she's black and they're afraid. Am I wrong? No. Am I politically correct? No, but I never will be. I don't care. This is embarrassing. Zerlina Maxwell, you are an embarrassment to black people. You're basically saying that black people in Wisconsin and Michigan are all too poor or too stupid to go out and get themselves an ID. Listen, you need an ID to open up a bank account. You're going to need an ID to sign a lease. So what you're saying is saying all of these black people in Wisconsin and Michigan are that incapable? Is that what you're saying, Zerlina? Voter ID laws? Again, yeah, I don't care. You can call me whatever. Who's the racist? You see, I think that I don't care what color you are. I think everybody's capable of participating in society just as much as anybody else is. Zerlina Maxwell says no. She must be one of the exceptional members of the black community, because all the other ones, they can't even get ID to go and vote. Politically correct? No. Ask me if I care. He's back. He's back and he's trying to become relevant again. Jesse Jackson. Here is a guy that is an embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment to black people. And I'm going to give you an example. These were his statements this past week. Slavery in the 1800s is equivalent to modern professional sports. Joining FS1's Undisputed on Monday, and again, there you get two mental midgets going at it there. You get Skip Jackson and Shannon, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
Dum, da, dum, dum.
Okay, he says, in many ways, it is oppressive to go from picking cotton balls to picking footballs and basketballs without freedom is not very much progress. It's just a lateral move. Wait a second. You're telling me, being a professional athlete is like being a slave? That's what Jesse, he's saying it's a lateral move. I mean, does this guy know his history at all? Do you understand how stupid that sounds? Do you understand what you're saying about slavery? Yeah, slavery. You could become a millionaire and be like Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez and date all the most beautiful women on the planet. This is absurd. Yet he's on TV. You see, there needs to be, we need almost a point in time in television, you know, where you need to have almost, it's like the Gong Show. Or a hook. And you can be like, if somebody says something that stupid, you just, a gong needs to come. Just get off, man. Get off the television screen, you moron. Yeah. I know. Making millions of dollars a year playing a game is just like getting whipped and being abused and being kept in a cage and picking cotton. Same thing, Jesse. What a tool. While we're on the subject of tools and morons, I'm not making these next two stories up, okay? This is at the University of Illinois. A math professor believes that algebra and geometry perpetuate white privilege because Greek terms give Caucasians unearned credit for the subject. She also believes that evaluations for math proficiency perpetuates discrimination against minority students if they do worse than their white counterparts. This is a math professor. Math knows no color. Math knows right and wrong. That's it. Now, this professor, Rochelle Gutierrez, says that this is an issue. Mathematics operates itself as whiteness. What? Again, if you send your kid to the University of Illinois, I might suggest you picking up the phone. And I will most certainly make sure that your kid doesn't have this professor. The only way we're going to start changing these colleges and universities is when we find out about this stuff is you yank your kids. Again, it's a business. They lose customers. I'm not making this story up. I'm dead serious. Whiteness in math. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Have a wonderful week, everybody. God bless. We'll see you.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
They manufacture technology and parts. They employ over 7,500 American workers in many states across our country. We're looking forward to seeing that number grow very substantially.
A very happy President Donald Trump as he makes his comments today from the White House. President Trump referring to Broadcom, who is moving their headquarters from Singapore to the United States. President Trump also says more companies are coming back to the United States.
Jobs have been offshored to so many countries that we're now coming back, and now those jobs and those companies are coming back.
The federal investigation into money used to fund the UAW's auto training centers has expanded to Ford Motor Company and General Motors. The Detroit Free Press says authorities are looking into how money was allocated in the wake of the corruption case against the former Fiat Chrysler labor executive and the widow of a former UAW president for FCA. My name is Tim Berg. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
At a Capitol Hill tax event today, House Speaker Paul Ryan said sweeping tax cuts are needed to help the middle class. Texas Republican and House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady says tax cuts are needed to stimulate the economy.
There's relief for real American families. There's relief for American workers, and there's tax relief for our hardworking job creators of all sizes.
which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to prostatereport.com. That's prostatereport.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day.